Good Thursday and welcome to the My Ag Life Daily News Report. I'm your host, Lori Boyer. Glad to have you along here today. We'll bring you regional and national agricultural news. And we'll start with regional agricultural news headlines right after this.
AgroPlante is the leading manufacturer in specialty products. AgroPlante formulates products that rise to the challenge of today's growing conditions. Saline and sodic soils reduce crop yield and cause significant crop losses. AgroPlante developed Cation EX5 Plus with growers in mind to manage soil salinity. With multiple years of research, Cation EX5 Plus has proven to be an excellent source of calcium and an effective soil salinity manager. Run it through drip irrigation without any issues. Simplify your application method with innovative and efficient formulations. Alleviate salinity stress with Cation EX5 Plus. AgroPlante, imagination, innovation, science in action.
California Department of Food and Agriculture has announced that they are assisting 12 different fairgrounds locations around the states with projects that include new and expanded safe shelter space, kitchen and sanitation facilities, showers, and various other upgrades. The grants are part of the state's Fairgrounds Resilience Centers program. The projects are designed to improve the facilities' ability to protect and comfort people and families in times of need. The same improvements will also expand services and capabilities for many other events throughout the year, adding value to these community assets. The funding for the grants program was appropriated as part of the 2021 to 2022 California general budget. The resilience centers will enhance emergency preparedness capabilities, particularly in response to climate change. Funding will be used for infrastructure that supports emergency evacuation and shelter of people, pets, and livestock, and will also fund facilities and tools to improve how responders can use these sites as base camps during emergency events. The projects and sites that have been selected were also evaluated to consider their potential to provide spaces that the community can use outside of contingency times. The grants will equip facilities and provide spaces that can be used year-round to offer services and activities geared to strengthen local communities through civic, social, educational, and economic development programming. Business incubation centers, satellite college campus facilities, and telemedicine centers are among the viable concepts. A complete list of the grants is available on the California Department of Food and Agriculture website. The California Almond Stewardship Platform, led by the Almond Board of California, has been improved to better meet the needs of industry members. The online CASP system uses aggregated grower data to keep the industry at large informed on sustainable production practices and encourages broader adoption. Senior manager of ABC's Field Outreach and Education team, Tom Duvall, said the program had gotten a bit complicated over the years. ABC evaluated feedback from growers, which led to some changes being made. The number of questions has been effectively cut in half in a CASP system, he says. Questions are also now being grouped together for a better long-term experience with the system. By participating in the online system, growers can compare their practices to industry averages and automatically meet a variety of regulatory requirements. Tools available through CASP also help growers calculate nitrogen needs and orchard irrigation scheduling. Duvall says they recommend that growers update their practices in a CASP system every 3 years because really, it's a continuous improvement program. The U.S. Department of Agriculture has imposed sanctions on four produce businesses for failing to meet contractual obligations to the sellers of produce they purchased and failing to pay reparation awards issued under the Perishable Agricultural Commodities Act. These sanctions include suspending the business's PACA licenses and barring the principal operators of the businesses from engaging in PACA licensed businesses or other activities without approval from USDA. The two businesses included from California include Salteria Incorporated, operating out of Villa Park, California, for failing to pay a $17,798 award in favor of a California seller. As of the issuance date of the reparation order, Scott Castanon was listed as the sole officer, director, and stockholder of the business. Monarca Natural Foods Incorporated, operating out of Los Angeles, California, for failing to pay $54,745 in an award in favor of a Texas seller. As of the issuance date of the reparation order, Carolina Reynoso was listed as the sole officer, director, and stockholder of the business. PACA provides an administrative forum to handle disputes involving produce transactions. This may result in USDA's issuance of a reparation order that requires damages to be paid by those not meeting their contractual obligations in buying and selling of fresh and frozen fruits and vegetables. California Giant Berry Farms has announced its People's Choice winner and chef finalist of its 2023 Chef Invitational. The People's Choice winner is David McGurn of Performance Food Service. His recipe is congee with brulee berries and quick berry pickles. The finalists and their recipes are Dontre Hagler of Denny's with fruity fried octopus, blueberry sticky rice, Jareem Nemeth of Cisco with blackberry fennel scallops with blueberry risotto, Katie Bulger of Performance Food Service with blackberry brown butter sea bass and strawberry chimichurri, and Stephen Halliday of Gordon Food Service with red Thai berry chicken curry with blueberry lemon rice. People's Choice Chef David McGurn will automatically progress to the final in-person round of the competition and take home a $500 cash prize, accompanied by a matching grant to his selected nonprofit organization, which is the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute. Alongside McGurn, four chef finalists will attend an in-person four-day finale event on California's Central Coast from June 25th through the 28th. The event will include field tours of California Giant Berry Fields, meet and greet with growers, and a grand finale at which the top chef will be named. Also unique to the event is an educational session led by Chef Rosalind Darling. The workshop introduces her culinary innovation methodology that combines macro societal trends and culinary compassion for meaningful menu development. Each of the finalists will compete during the finale by recreating their custom berry forward recipe. Ultimately, a panel of judges will select the California Giant Chef Invitational Top Chef based on the four specific criteria, which include appearance, usage of berries, flavor, and creativity. There's no shortage of supply of bell peppers in the market currently. Right now, players are getting up and running in the Coachella Desert, and they have Mexico finishing up. That according to Prescott Leyba, Vice President of Pepper Sales with Live Oak Farms. Mexico should finish soon, and there's a period where the market will be a bit flush. Last year at this time, Mexico had finished up its supplies earlier, so the market was slightly tighter than currently. However, 2023 seems to be a year of late starts for commodities across North America. Everybody is late. They started their Coachella season 3 weeks late, and the next region in Bakersfield is 3 weeks late as well, according to Leyba, noting that a large part of the late starts is due to the unseasonable rains from January through March. To meet the healthy supply, though, is strong demand, particularly as the outdoor temperatures warm up and consumption of bell peppers increases. Pricing on peppers is right in line with what you'd expect with everyone going in the Coachella Desert in Mexico. If it is just Coachella, it'd be higher than it is right now, but it's not a record low by any means, according to Leyba. Looking ahead, supplies will tighten up now through mid-June with Mexico's departure from the market, the ending of the Coachella season, and the transition to Bakersfield beginning its season.
Introducing My Ag Life Jobs, the pathway to career opportunities in California agriculture. Whether you're currently in pursuit of employment or searching for talent as an employer, our network serves as the resource to connections in the agricultural industry. Plant roots in your career and embark today by exploring jobs.myaglife.com. That's jobs.myaglife.com.
Don't miss your opportunity to attend the only event of its kind taking place this summer. Join us on June 21st, 2023 in Modesto, California for the Crop Consultant Connect event. Crop Consultant Connect event will bring you and many of your independent crop consultant peers together. You'll also get access to virtual CE hours as an exclusive thank you for attending this event. Your registration includes breakfast, lunch, coffee, snacks, as well as a wealth of information you're able to glean from this experience. Please visit progressivecrop.com for more information. Join us on June 21st in Modesto, California for the Crop Consultant Connect event.
The American Farm Bureau Federation calls the Supreme Court decision in Sackett versus the Environmental Protection Agency a huge win for landowners everywhere. Courtney Briggs, AFBF Senior Director of Government Affairs.
We have been entangled in uncertainty since the inception of the Clean Water Act, and the EPA has certainly abused their ability to set a regulatory definition, and over several decades have greatly expanded that jurisdictional reach. And the court's decision today reins them back in and shoots down the use of their regulatory test, the significant nexus test.
As for the Biden EPA and what's next?
In the long run, this is going to put the guardrails on the agencies on what they can do as far as a regulatory rulemaking in the future. And that is huge. But for right now, there is going to be some uncertainty throughout the countryside, just because the Biden administration rule used the significant nexus test, but so did the pre-2015 regulatory regime.
Still, Briggs concludes the Supreme Court's unanimous decision is an incredible win for landowners. The Secure Border Act of 2023 has passed the House and now moves on to the Senate. Representative Dan Newhouse says he voted in favor of the resolution because it includes both border security and ag workforce reform.
Once we got the commitment on the part of leadership in the conference that those two ideas would move together in the event that legislation is sent to the president, then I was very comfortable being able to support the improvements to our border security, which, as you know, have gotten out of hand the last several years. And efforts like this are absolutely essential to protect the sovereignty of our country.
Newhouse says it's unlike anything they've ever put together.
I think it was historic legislation that we passed. It's in the Senate now. In a Democrat majority Senate versus a Republican majority House, obviously there are some areas of contention. But the one fact remains, no matter which party you're in, can't ignore the fact that the border is out of control. And we certainly have a crisis there.
And now Newhouse says he's looking forward to what the Senate does.
And I'm very anxious for them to tackle this issue and send us back their version so that we can work through conference, a compromise that we'll be able to send to the president. They can certainly put their mark on the legislation and make improvements or changes. But I think the problem is so dire that we can't ignore it. And it would be a shame if we lose this opportunity to make much, much needed improvements in our border security.
Newhouse says with everything we're seeing,
the number of people that are coming across illegally, the amount of illicit drugs that are coming into our communities, the number of people in our country that are dying from drug overdoses, much of it sourced from our southern border. You know, these are things that touch everyone, whether you're in a large city or a small rural community in central Washington. These are huge issues that we have to address.
Addressing reports that the president says he might veto the legislation, Representative Newhouse says that would really be unfortunate, essentially saying the status quo is okay. Representative Dan Newhouse, a Republican from Washington. There's a bit of good news for food shoppers in USDA's latest food price forecast for 2023. USDA Ag News reporter Gary Crawford.
Food prices are continuing to increase, but at a slower monthly rate than many experts had been expecting, and that
has also decreased our expectations for what food price inflation looks like for 2023.
Last month, Agriculture Department economist Matt McLaughlin was projecting grocery store food prices this year would top last year by 6.6%, but now
we have an expected percent increase of 6.3%.
Food price inflation being cooled down by price declines for several major food categories, eggs one of those. Matt says there have been no new cases of bird flu in commercial egg-laying flocks since late last year.
So egg prices are continuing to decrease. They decreased by another 1.5% last month.
They're still over 20% higher than a year ago, but coming down.
We have other categories like pork, which has continued to decrease. We're now at 2.2% below where we were last year.
0.5% below last year for beef. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Lawmakers have introduced the Forest Service Flexible Housing Partnerships Act to help address the housing shortage in rural and mountain communities. The bipartisan legislation would strengthen the authority of the United States Forest Service to lease underutilized administrative sites to address local needs, including for building affordable housing. The 2018 Farm Bill secured the authority for the Forest Service to lease underused administrative sites to localities in exchange for in-kind contributions, including housing construction and improvement or maintenance of federal facilities. As a result of the housing crisis, the Forest Service currently experiences a severe staffing shortage in many areas. The legislation will help the agency to provide housing for its firefighters and other critical positions to better serve the communities they work for.
JCS Marketing is your number one way to connect with the ag industry. Through print magazines, digital media, podcasts, and live and virtual events, JCS Marketing has the reach to inform, educate, and influence growers in the Western United States.
Everywhere you go, you see West Coast Nut Magazine on every one of my customers' tables. So that tells you everything. That is there, so they're reading it.
Our My Ag Life platform includes podcast interviews and digital articles for busy professionals on the go. Our live events, continuing education webinars, and virtual conferences help growers connect with leading researchers and industry leaders. Let JCS Marketing help you connect.
Introducing My Ag Life Jobs, the pathway to career opportunities in California agriculture. Whether you're currently in pursuit of employment or searching for talent as an employer, our network serves as the resource to connections in the agricultural industry. Plant roots in your career and embark today by exploring jobs.myaglife.com. That's jobs.myaglife.com.
That will wrap up today's show. You've been listening to the My Ag Life Daily News Report. I'm Lori Boyer. From all of us here at the JCS Marketing Team, thank you for listening.